Hello, everybody. This is Robert Sigliano of the New Pilot Pod Blog, and welcome to episode 23, my third anniversary and a look back at 2011. I am recording this episode on December 26, 2011, the third anniversary of receiving my pilot's license. Looking back on last year is a very good way to see if I've met the goals that I've set out for myself. Listeners of this podcast know that I like to set goals for every flight, and I also like to try to do that for the upcoming year. So look back at 2011. In 2011, I logged time in two different aircraft, the Technam Sierra, and, of course, the Sport Cruiser. In 2011, I logged 15 flights, 7 less than 2010. I logged 21.4 PIC hours, 3.6 less than 2010, but all in an LSA. I also logged 9.1 cross-country hours, which were 5.6 more than 2010. I landed at 6 different airports other than my home field of Brookhaven. In 2011, I hit 2 milestones. I went over 100 PIC hours, and I had my first BFR. So how did I do? Did I meet the goals I set out at the end of 2010 for 2011? On the second anniversary episode, I said that I would like to get in more cross-country flights and to get more comfortable flying to unfamiliar airports. I also said I would like to maybe get an advanced ground instructor or glider rating. I did not get either of these two. Looking back, 2011 was a mixed year for me. I did get more cross-country hours, but they were mostly from two flights to the UCAP meetup in Nashua, New Hampshire. One we made, and the other was aborted due to weather. That being said, they were the two longest flights since my long cross-country, and both were great learning experiences. Check out episode 21, Icing, Diverting, and UCAP meetups. In 2012, I would like to do more than the 3 cross-country flights that I did in 2011. I feel landing at unfamiliar airports is still the weakest part of my flying. The problem I find in being able to make more cross-country flights is time, purpose, and money. We all know that life gets in the way. In 2011, both Robert and Colleen went away to college. Robert transferred from the local community college to State University of New York, Oswego, in upstate New York. And Colleen started at the Fashion Institute of Technology in Manhattan. A number of weekends were spent going back and forth to the colleges to get them moved in. Add in the northeast weather and other family obligations, the number of weekends available to fly are limited. Even though the Sport Cruiser is relatively cheap compared to a Diamond Star DA-40 or even a 172, it will still cost about $300 to $500 for a medium cross-country. With 2 kids in college and 1 right behind, finding the money is sometimes difficult. So with the limited time and money, the purpose of the flight is important. Unless there is a real reason to go, such as meeting friends for brunch, I usually stay local doing short flights or pattern work. In 2011, I felt I did well in my reinforcement and proficiency goals. Even though I did not fly as often as I would have liked, I was able to get out often enough and stay proficient in the Sport Cruiser. I feel that I really know this plane, and I am very comfortable in it. My landings are consistently good, and I land using the least amount of runway possible, usually around 600 feet or less. In the new experiences category, I did not do so well. I did not get up in the extra 300 again, nor did I get a glider rating or tailwheel endorsement. I did have a few new experiences, but not of the fun type. I had a sick passenger and a diversion due to weather. Although not fun, they were huge learning experiences, and I learned a lot about myself on those 2 occasions. When Dave got sick, my training kicked in, I kept my cool, and I used ATC to help me find a suitable airport to land at. It really reinforced my opinion that you must be on flight following on every single flight. ATC was a great help in getting us down safely to an airport where we were able to get cleaned up and get our composure back so that the trip home was a safe and successful one. On the trip where we had to abort our flight to the UCAP meetup due to low visibility, I feel really good about the thought process we went through and the decisions that we made to get home safely. I have a lot more confidence in my flying ability and decision-making because of these two flights. In 2012, I would like to focus on cross-country flying and landing at other airports. I will try to make it a goal to land at another airport on most flights and will try to find more reasons to go on cross-country flights. Hopefully at the end of 2012, my cross-country hours and flights will be more than 2011. As for the podcast, I did not publish as many podcasts as I would have liked. But life not only gets in the way of flying, it gets in the way of putting out podcasts. Even so, I believe I published some really good and helpful episodes. I particularly like my discussions with Dave Torrente on our cross-country flights together and John Telfian on flying to Oshkosh and the Terra Fugia transition. I also started a new series where I will be discussing different things that a new pilot or any pilot can do in addition to the $300 hamburger when I had the roundtable discussion on the Civil Air Patrol. It was a who's who of aviation podcasters who joined me, and it was a blast. For 2012, I would like to put out more episodes, maybe one per month. In 2011, I joined two volunteer organizations. I always wanted to use my pilot's license to help others, so I joined the Civil Air Patrol and the Patient Airlift Services. Patient Airlift Services, or PALS, is an organization that arranges free air transportation based on need to individuals requiring medical care and for other humanitarian purposes. I do not have the required hours or ratings to be a command pilot for PALS, but I'm able to help out as a mission assistant in a fly right seat. Currently, I have not flown on any missions, but hopefully 2012 will bring opportunities where I can help out and participate in these humanitarian flights. I am extremely excited to join these organizations. Not only will I be able to help out my community and country, I will be able to become a more proficient pilot. This is what you call a win-win situation. 2011 also saw a number of new aviation podcasts. Two that come to mind are the Stuck Mike Avcast with my friend Rick Felty and the Box Office with my friend Ziola Mix. Both are excellent podcasts and worth a listen. Also in 2011, the second AcroCamp was filmed. Hopefully the first one will be coming out soon. In 2011, I attended my second Oshkosh, where I again participated in Potapalooza. I also attended the AOPA Aviation Summit with my wife, Mary. The best part about going to these events is the friends that you see and the new ones that you meet. At Oshkosh, it was great to finally meet Steve Vischer and Grant McCarron from the Plane Crazy Down Under podcast. It was a special treat to meet Dave Allen from the Pilot's Flight Podlog and Other People's Airplanes. They are three of the nicest people you will ever meet, and they each publish an outstanding podcast. It was also great meeting John Conway and Chris Holub from the In the Pattern podcast. Oshkosh 2011 will always be where I first tasted Jeremiah Weed. I have Steve Tupper to thank for that. Looking back at 2011, it was a good year. I continued to fly and meet new friends through aviation and my podcast. I would like to wish all of my listeners and your families happy holidays and a safe and joyful new year. Blue skies and tailwinds, everyone. You can get this podcast from iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. You can also visit me at thenewpilotpodblog.com. You can reach me at thenewpilotpodblog@gmail.com, where you can leave suggestions and comments. You can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/newpilotpodblog and on mytransponder.com as LIPilot. There, please join the group Friends of the New Pilot Podblog. The New Pilot Podblog is now on Facebook at facebook.com/thenewpilotpodblog. Please visit me there and please like it. The intro and closing song is John Mellencamp's My Aeroplane. Thanks for listening, and now get out there and exercise your freedom to fly.